You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, the Reserve Bank of India on Wednesday decided to hike rate for the second time by 25 basis points, taking the interest rate to a two-year high. The interest rate was hiked to 6.5% last time in April 2016. Like last time, the RBI Monetary Policy Meeting was held for over 3 days and concluded yesterday, that is the Wednesday, with the announcement of the policy decision. Along with the decision on repo rate, RBI also takes the decision on reverse repo rate, inflation and GDP outlook. The third MPC decision for the fiscal year of 2018-2019 has now come against the backdrop of a falling rupee and rising inflation. The RBI hopes to keep consumer price index inflation, that is CPI inflation, of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while also supporting growth. The highlights from the monetary policy meeting of the RBI is what our story of the day is. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
All you need to know about the RBI rate hike.
A Money Control exclusive.
So let's run through some of the highlights of RBI's third MPC, August 2018, FY19. Repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility has been raised by 25 basis points or 0.25% to 6.50%. What is a Liquidity Adjustment Facility? It is a tool used in monetary policy which allows banks to borrow money through repurchase agreements. This arrangement allows banks to respond to liquidity pressures and is used by governments to assure basic stability in financial markets. So to resolve any short-term cash shortages during periods of, let's say, economic instability or from any other form of stress caused by forces beyond their control is what Liquidity Adjustment Facility covers. And that includes both repo and reverse repo agreements. Under this particular facility, repo rate has been raised to 6.5%. Reverse repo rate, also under the LAF, stands adjusted to 6.25, and the marginal standing facility, that is MCF rate, and the bank rate has been adjusted to 6.75%. Projection of GDP growth for the financial year of 2018-2019 is at 7.4% and 7.5% for quarter one of FY20. The committee maintained a neutral stance of monetary policy in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for CPI, that is Consumer Price Index inflation, of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth. For quarter two of this financial year, retail inflation has been projected at 4.4%, excluding HRA impact. It's been projected at 4.7 to 4.8% in H2 FY19 and 5% in quarter one FY20, as the committee is anticipating an increase in food prices due to the hike in minimum support prices, or MSP. Urjit Patel, the governor of the RBI, said that recent softening in commodity prices and GST rate cuts moderate inflation, and uncertainty around inflation needs to be carefully monitored. Patel also went on to say that the RBI survey of households reported an uptick of 20 basis points in inflation expectations, that is 0.2%. The volatility in global financial markets continues to impart uncertainty to the inflation outlook. Patel went on to also say that elevated crude oil prices also pose a great risk to global growth. Bank deposits at 114.8 lakh crore rupees grew by 0.5% during the 1st of April to July 18th, compared with a contraction of about 1.5%, that is minus 1.5% growth in the corresponding period last year. The overall banking system liquidity continues to be pressured, with liquidity deficit witnessing a sustained increase in the last 3 weeks. Indicative of liquidity pressures, the central government has auctioned cash management bills, that is CMBs, amounting to 65,000 crore rupees since the last monetary policy, that is after the 6th of June 2018. 10-year G-Sec yields have declined from 7.92% to 7.78% during June 6th to July 27th. Well, those were the highlights of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting of the Reserve Bank of India. The main point to take away is, of course, that 25 basis point hike, the first back-to-back hike that we've seen since October 2016. This increase in repo rates will increase the bank's cost of funds, which might force them to hike their MCLR. Beena Parmar, writing for Money Control, went on to say that a trigger to raise the interest rate sooner rather than later is the expectation of stronger inflationary pressures in the near future when the government starts procuring farmers' crops at the higher prices it announced recently, that is the MSP. Therefore, inflation projection for quarter two was revised downwards at 4.6% and inched up to 4.8% from 4.7% in H2 of 2018-2019. The rate hike was therefore front-loaded due to increased pricing pressures. Soumyakanti Ghosh, who is the Group Chief Economic Advisor at State Bank of India, went on to say in a report, and I quote, "Even as RBI decided to hike, RBI Governor later indicated in the press interaction that the central bank target is headline CPI and core is only a component of it. It will be interesting to see how RBI will react to headline inflation, which is expected to decline in the coming months," unquote. Monitoring the domestic inflation outlook in the coming months very carefully is one of the things that the RBI is going to be doing. For these reasons, the stance is retained at neutral and the risks around the projections are balanced, went on to say Patel. Another thing that was weighing on the mind of the MPC was, of course, currency wars and protectionism. Post-policy, the Indian rupee closed at 68.43 against the dollar. The MPC went on to issue a warning in its policy statement that rising trade protectionism poses a grave risk to near-term and long-term global growth prospects by adversely impacting investment, disrupting global supply chains, and hampering productivity. Over the past few months, America and China have been engaged in a trade tussle, increasing duties on each other's goods. The latest is that the United States, or well, Trump, is considering increasing the tariff rate to 25% on about $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. As a retaliation to that, China is speculated to be devaluing the yuan, which will affect other currencies, including the rupee. This artificial devaluation is used to make its goods and services cheaper than other countries. But the RBI chief warned that India must be careful not to add to the global risk profile. He went on to say, and I quote, "We have already had a few months of turbulence behind us and it looks like it is likely to continue. For how long, I don't know. But the trade skirmishes have evolved into tariff wars and now we are possibly at the beginning of currency wars. We must manage the risks that we can control. We have to run a tight ship," unquote. While Asian currencies have been depreciating, the rupee has declined by 8% so far this year, making it one of the worst performing currencies against the US dollar among its peers. The rupee has hit a lifetime low of 69.12 rupees on the 20th of July. Let's find out what various industry watchers have to say about this. We spoke to Naveen Kukreja, who is the CEO and co-founder of PaisaBazaar.com, and he went on to say, and I quote, "Home loans will become costlier for fresh borrowers as and when the banks raise their respective MCLRs." Now the repo rate stands at 6.5% from 6.25% earlier. Dhiraj Singh, who is the head of investments and fund manager, Fixed Income Taurus Mutual Fund, went on to tell us, and I quote, "The decision to hike rates has quite clearly been driven by the persistent increase in headline and core inflation that we have witnessed in the last couple of months. The likely impact of recent hikes in the minimum support price of agricultural products on inflation has probably also influenced the committee's decision to proactively hike interest rates," unquote. The RBI continues to maintain a neutral stance on policy rates. We also spoke to Adil Shetty, who is the CEO of BankBazaar.com, who went on to say, "In June, several leading banks, including SBI, had increased their MCLR. With the rate hike today, we'll see loans getting costlier," unquote. And what does he mean by that? For example, on a loan of 1 lakh rupees for 20 years at an interest rate of 8.5%, the EMI is 868 rupees. If the rate rises to 8.75%, the EMI increases to 884 rupees. If the interest rate reaches 9%, the EMI becomes 900 rupees. Adil Shetty went on to say, "In a rising rate scenario, it makes immense sense for customers repaying loans to make periodic principal prepayments. This is especially helpful while you're in the first half of your loan tenure. Prepayments made in the first half have immense impact in reducing your long-term interest outgo and thus ensuring savings," unquote. Naveen Kukreja went on to say, "MCLR hikes will not immediately impact most existing home loan borrowers as they will continue to pay their existing lending rates till the next reset date of their loan. Once their home loan rates increase after reset date, they should first compare the new rate with those charged by the other lenders and find out the potential savings in interest cost on transferring the loan to another lender," unquote. If the savings are substantial, borrowers should try and negotiate with their existing lenders for lower interest rates. If their existing lenders refuse to do so, they can opt for a home loan balance transfer. Hiral Tanawala, writing for Money Control, goes on to talk about the increase in EMI and total interest cost after an assumed interest rate hike of 0.25%, that is post-repo rate hike of 0.25%. What's going to be the impact on debt funds? Rising rates are bad news for investors in debt mutual funds, and that's because the prices of bonds fall and bring down the NAV of bond funds. Adil Shetty, speaking about the impact on debt funds, went on to say that it would be advisable for investors to steer clear of long-term debt funds and go for funds with shorter maturity periods. Shorter-term debt funds are expected to deliver lower volatility and low risk in this scenario. And what about bank fixed deposits? With an increase in policy rates, bank deposit rates are expected to rise as well. Just a couple of days ago, the SBI hiked its deposit rates by 5 to 10 basis points. This means marginally higher interest earnings for customers opening fixed deposits with banks. Debt funds done, fixed deposits done. What about small savings scheme? With two consecutive hikes in the repo rate, taking it to 6.5%, there is now heavy expectation of increase in small savings returns. For the April to June quarter, the rates remained unchanged. Investors looking for risk-free, guaranteed returns may continue to invest in PPF, NSC, Sukanya Samriddhi, Post Office Savings, among others. And finally, let's take a quick look on what the impact on 10-year G-Sec yield is. The maintenance of the neutral stance cooled bond yields after the policy announcement, as the rate hike itself was already priced in. Naresh Thakkar, who is the MD and Group CEO of ICRA Limited, went on to say, and I quote, "Looking ahead, we expect the 10-year G-Sec yield to trade in a range of 7.65 to 8% in the remainder of this quarter. Greater clarity on MSPs, crude oil prices and other inflationary trends, fiscal risks and the central and state government borrowing program for H2 FY2019 may emerge as triggers for a rise in bond yields. On the other hand, the announcements of additional open market operations by the Reserve Bank could help cap the G-Sec yields." Unquote. Some more industry opinions. Kunal Shah, CFA Fund Manager Debt, Kotak Mahindra Life Insurance, said that from the bond market perspective, a neutral hike is a welcome development as it takes away uncertainties on terminal rate in near term. P.S. Parthasarathy, Chief Financial Officer of the Mahindra Group, said that the rate hike should help temper inflation and hopefully provide a support to the rupee. Having said that, he added that in a world where protectionism is the new normal, Indian business can certainly do with some government and RBI actions that are focused on driving growth. Rana Kapoor, MD and CEO of Yes Bank, said that the RBI rate hike is a rational response to the recent acceleration in inflation momentum. However, with peak of CPI inflation now behind us and monetary transmission playing out gradually here on, Kapoor expects a pause in the remainder of FY19. Obhik Barua, Chief Economist of HDFC Bank, said that the policy decision suggests that the RBI seems to be taking a long-term view on inflation rather than remaining purely data-dependent. Rajiv Sabharwal, Managing Director and CEO of Tata Capital, said that concerns over increase in core inflation and depreciation in rupee, coupled with global trade uncertainties and high oil prices, have caused the RBI to go for consecutive increase in repo rate. He added that the input costs for the NBFC sector and the lending rates in general are expected to go up. VK Sharma, Head Private Client Group and Capital Market Strategy, HDFC Securities, said that by hiking rates by another 0.25 percentage points, the central bank is now fully ahead of the curve. He added that this would now obviate the chances of another hike in October.
Editor's pick of the day.
All you need to know about the RBI rate hike.
A Money Control exclusive.
Well, there we have it. That's pretty much all you needed to know about the MPC meeting's decision yesterday and how market and how the industry has reacted to it today's and how the markets have reacted to it today. The markets did react adversely, with the Sensex losing as much as 350 points and the Nifty 50 closing down below 11,250. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.